I'm certain I'm item 580.
Accept report on the work of the diverse and empowered employees of Portland.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a big day.
It is. Hi, my name is Debbie Castleton. I'm the chair of the Diverse and Empowered Employees of Portland. We are a employee group that's all volunteer. Some of us have the support of management to incorporate this into our jobs. Some of us don't, based on our billable hours, so I'm here on my own time, personally. The Diverse and Empowered Employees of Portland is an employee-driven group. We're employees for employees. We've been working for the city of Portland's over 8,000 employees since 2007. We actually started meeting in 2006 to incorporate this group of people during lunch hours. We met, and we have actually several, I think five out of the 13 of us on the executive committee are founding members of that group. This progress report is, this is the first time we've actually reported to you in 8 years on how we're doing.
Wow.
I think it's about time, yeah. Is what we were thinking, is maybe we should tell them how we're doing. So our mission statement is that we're dedicated to enhancing a work environment that is inclusive and supportive of the city of Portland's diverse workforce that is committed to quality public service. And as some of you know, I do definitely take public service personally, and that is my job working. Commissioner Fish is my commissioner for my Bureau of Environmental Services, which is what I do is public involvement and community outreach. Our executive committee, which most of us are here today, we have 13 members, and like I said, there are about five of us that are founding members, and if they're here, I'd like to thank them and have them stand for recognition.
Good morning. Thank you for your excellent work.
We actually just had our work retreat. We have an annual work retreat, so we usually meet monthly for an hour, the group of us, and then on a biannual basis, we meet with all of the leaders of the affinity groups as an affinity group council and get information from them. And a lot of the leaders of the affinity groups are here as well, and I'd like to thank them and have them stand if they could.
Thank you.
Thank you. So I'd like to kind of call out who our executive committee is. We have a really broad range of committee members that represent every, you know, gender, orientation, race, different bureaus, and different ages. And that wasn't just intentional. That is representative of who we are at the city of Portland. So Janice McDonald is our new co-chair with me. We just elected her. She's with transportation. Greg Woolley is our vice chair. He's one of our founding members. He's with purchasing. Mary Hansen, our secretary, is with the auditor's office. She works at archives. Delphine Kennedy Walker, she's our historian, and she's a founding member as well, and she's with the attorney's office. Maximo Behrens, he's with Parks and Recreation. Dylan Carmody, he's with transportation. Jim Fairchild, he's with human resources at the Fire Bureau. And Yvette Guyamali, she is with Environmental Services. Angie Harris is with Water. Carolyn Kwan Lee, she's one of our founding members as well as Angie is, and she's with Parks and Recreation. Dennis Liguidice, he's with the Office of Neighborhood Involvement. And Thomas Nancaro, he's with the Police Bureau. So I want to, without them, we wouldn't be able to do this, and they've been very dedicated, so thank you. And as I said, we were established in 2007. We work independently under the umbrella of the Office of Equity and Human Rights, and I want to really thank the Office of Equity staff, and especially the Director Dante James and Deputy Director Joseph Wall for their support. They're always there when we have questions or needs. They offer to help when we need it, especially reminding us of cultural celebrations and proclamations that we should be doing, which is great. I want to thank them for being here. So thank you. Deep oversees at least nine affinity groups at this time. We arrange for speakers and workshops and educational opportunities and trainings. We assist with the city's cultural celebrations and events, and we work with bureaus, individual employees to kind of combine committees to create these, and the affinity groups that put on the cultural celebrations as well. We provide peer support. We provide resources to employees, and like I said, we're an all-volunteer group of city employees for city employees. Our affinity groups that we have at this time are the City African American Network, the Faith and Friends Affinity Group, the Filipino American City Employees, which we will be merging into one group for Asian American Pacific Islanders. So they'll be one bigger group, which is great. The Freethinker Atheist and Agnostic Secular Humanist Naturalist Group, which we like to call FASHION. And believe it or not, the Faith and Friends and FASHION have worked together at a conference even. They did a moderated group, and they have a lot of similar adversity. So it's very exciting to have them work together. The LGBTQ and Friends Affinity Group, PDX City Mamas, which is working moms or working parents, Unidos Latinos Americanos, Veterans Empowerment Team, the Women's Affinity Group, and the Disability Awareness Group, which is in the works. It's not an official group yet, but we are working on that. The affinity groups are voluntary and employee-driven. They're organized around a particular shared interest or dimension. And we actually, one of the things that we envisioned with affinity groups would be organized around the protected classes set forth in the non-discrimination laws that we have. And so most of those groups are organized around that. It's a networking opportunity to promote professional development and advancement, and we discourage stereotyping, so it's really, I think, helped a lot with the affinity groups and people being able to have questions and kind of breaking that stereotype of what the different groups mean or do. Promote a positive work environment. We bring concerns from their respective groups to top management, and we work with other entities to address broader organization and community concerns. We usually have about 5 active participants, usually in leadership, with the affinity groups who organize all of the speakers and luncheons, et cetera, with up to 100 members or more. There is low meeting attendance for affinity group meetings unless a speaker or topic is arranged because everyone's busy. And it is on volunteer time. It's not part of the work hour. Most affinity groups work together. So the like City Mamas and the Veterans Team, for instance, would work together. Our Faith and Friends and CAN, you know, they'd work together on a different type of celebration, such as the cultural celebrations. And a good example is the City African American Network and the Women's Affinity Group work together during those 2 months to create panels of speakers for the respective Black History Month and the Women's History Month this year. There is a lack of leadership periodically, which we have to try to revive the affinity groups due to change in employment status. Retirement is a big one, and medical leave, etc. So sometimes we're the liaisons from the deep executive committee, which all of us are assigned to different groups, and some of us are, you know, double up to assist the affinity groups in continuing their work. So sometimes we end up taking up some of that leadership. So over the years, one of the biggest things that DEEP is known for is arranging for many international and locally renowned speakers to speak to employees and the public. We've had Tim Wise, which was, we had to have him speak twice in one day because it was just, the auditorium was full. We had Luke Viscani, Walida Imarisha, which we want to bring back this next year. Damali Ayo, Ash Beckham, Lee Moon Wah, Gary Karp, Simon Tam and the Slants, and many more. I've kind of given you a rundown of who we've brought over the years in the report that I gave you. And attendance of those speakers usually range from 50 to 400 people. DEEP also organizes events, like I said, usually centered on the designated cultural months. Our one kind of signature event that we do, and I want to thank Mayor Hales for loaning us your wife for Kwanzaa this year. I know you were supposed to attend, but you were not feeling well, and Nancy was fantastic as always.
You got an upgrade.
Yeah. That's I wasn't going to say that, but
it's true.
She was fabulous. We celebrate at City Hall in December. It's a non-religious holiday, and it's a more of a community celebration, which is why we celebrate Kwanzaa. And we get more than 100 members and employees that gather together at City Hall, and a lot of the people that attend have never been to City Hall and didn't know it was so welcoming, which we all know that it is. So as far as trainings and workshops, et cetera, DEEP tries to purchase tickets to trainings and workshops or conferences for employees to attend. It's usually like a lottery type of thing, first come, first serve, and it's based on manager approval if these employees can attend. We've also provided trainings at various bureaus and other jurisdictions and conferences. Some of us have spoken per request, and we have done that for free. We provide a peer support, which I think is one of the most important things that we do, because we're fellow employees and we're not, we're peers. So most employees feel safe, anonymous, and do not fear retaliation when questions or concerns arise. And some of the topics employees have sought DEEP's advice include transgender healthcare, which we now have. Thank you very much. And a potential layoff due to race, you know, questions that come up.
Debbie, I just have to acknowledge that you've picked up, you've selected a photograph that obscures me behind Charlie. Highlights my son, and I would say, to that which I would say, bravo.
Oh, okay. Bravo.
I know son, what I'm doing.
My son is a little guy off to the side.
I remember that. That was actually last year's Pride, and I was the Spirit of Pride a winner, and I was riding in the car, and it downpoured that day.
Yeah.
And I also accidentally stole your jacket. I remember that.
He held my hand the entire parade and had a blast.
That was great. That was great. Well, I hope he'll come this year too, which we'll talk about after this. Random drug testing was a question that came up. What is that about? You know, how random is it? It is very random. Bullying, language translation, and just resources in general or concerns that people have and they don't know who to ask. So a lot of times they come to DEEP, which is great. And we usually know who to ask and get a pretty quick response. Some of our resources that we have available is obviously our website, which is the PortlandOregon.gov, and then we have /DEEP, which, believe it or not, took many years to get. We're not a bureau, and people didn't know what to do with us. We're this employee group. Who the heck are you guys, and what kind of jurisdiction do you have? And we don't. So even getting a P card or purchasing card was took like 5 years to get. You can also email DEEP directly at deep@portlandoregon.gov. We also have a Twitter account, which isn't as active as I'd like it to be, and that's my fault because I work a lot. And then we also have been, we just started this year, the Vimeo account. You can look up some of our speakers that we've filmed, like Walida Imarisha. We're uploading more and more when we can. Again, that's on my time, so sometimes they appear late at night. We also, Janice McDonald and I worked very hard in getting our DEEP library up. We have a Track-It form where you can electronically check out books. We have about 45 books and videos, very diverse topics. That is all on our website. So I think, am I under time? That's
might
unusual.
Be.
That would be good. Do you have any questions?
Oh, you may have a suggestion from one of your colleagues there.
Yeah. Sorry.
Okay. So questions for Debbie, for the other members of this leadership group. Well, thank you.
Well, the one thing I did want to say for sure is When we started this, it was when Mayor Potter was in office, and he had actually, we didn't have a place to meet, and he had us meet in his conference room, and which was great. And we felt really supported by City Council, but specifically, I want to thank Commissioner Fritz for all of your support over the years. And with you oversaw us for many years and provided advice and counsel, and have always been extremely supportive, and I appreciate that. And also, it's really great when I see some of you at some of our events. We haven't specifically invited you. I think it's kind of funny when I meet somebody for the first time related to my work, and they're like, oh, you're Debbie Castleton. I get all your emails. But, you know, Commissioner Novick, I've seen you, I saw you at some of the events this year, and people actually bring that up to me, that how nice it is to see council members just as an audience member, as one of a fellow employees supporting this kind of work. So thank you for that. And I know you could try to sneak in. And
I was there for the Wonder Woman Awards, which was a wonderful thing to, witness.
That almost went under because we didn't have anybody to take that on. And we have a new affinity group chair for the women's affinity group, Megan Fertal. She's fantastic and has the energy to. And so her and I worked on that together. And that was our sixth annual Wonder Woman Awards. So I think sixth or fifth. Yeah. So
great,
thank you.
Great work. Well, while you're here, we have a proclamation because it's Pride Week. So I have the honor of reading this. Whereas the city of Portland has been the site of lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer pride celebrations since 1970, and whereas the city of Portland is committed to diversity, social justice, equality, and mutual respect as a fundamental aspect of a healthy community, and whereas Portland's LGBTQ community contributes significantly to our city's economic, artistic, political, and social well-being, and whereas the long and ongoing struggle of transgender, queer, lesbian, gay, bisexual, and other sexual minorities for basic civil and human rights continues to provide inspiration to all those who work against discrimination and oppression, and whereas Portland is home to three annual Pride celebrations, Pride Northwest, June 13th through 14th, Black Pride, June 17th to 21st, and Latino Gay Pride, July 25th to 27th. Now, therefore, I, Charlie Hales, Mayor of the City of Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, do hereby proclaim June 2015 to be Portland Pride Month in Portland and encourage all residents to observe this month and to thank DEEP for your great advocacy. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. I want to invite all city employees and council, of course. So much of you have responded already and will be at the Portland Pride Parade. It really means a lot to the gay community to have all of you there. And I've never had any hesitation from any of you about attending, which is great. And I just want to thank you for that. So we will be marching again this year. We're number 56 in line, as far as I know, at this point. And we'll be meeting at around 10 a.m. on Sunday, June 13th. So all of you have received the email. So thank you.
Okay, I think we motion is in order to accept the report.
Mayor, we have a request for public testimony.
Oh, sorry.
Charles Johnson.
Didn't want to blow past that. Sorry. Public testimony, please. Come on. Sorry, Charles.
It's quite all right. I definitely want to thank her for her and all the people in DEEP for the strong work they do. I do think we want to take note, since we are here in Portland on Clackamas land, that hopefully Dante and some of the DEEP staffers or DEEP volunteers will look at Native American employment within the city. you know, I think through the Grand Ronde and Warm Springs, they have strong jobs programs for their people. But I think here in their original lands, when we celebrate the diversity of people who've come to a wonderful city of Portland and try and make it a more wonderful place, that we would like to also make sure that Native Americans feel welcome to work for the city of Portland, and those that do are strongly supported. For those who don't know and want to find out more about Pride and aren't comfortable just Googling that, there is pridenw.org on the web. And I think that while we saw a great spread of diversity, one thing that Deep and Dante could work is every time I come here and I see Amanda kind of stuck up there with you five guys, I wonder about the original glass ceiling issues in Portland. So I hope that another report that we'll soon see will talk about the challenges that women still feel they face in promotion. Perhaps we'll see a change with that with the next election cycle in the mayor's office. We'll rotate around depending on what you choose. But I know that you have strong representation there with Gail Shibley and Jackie Dingfelder. And but I think that there are still institutional barriers in the broader society, hopefully less in the city, and that we can, as well as we've done, to recognize the rights of gay, lesbian, trans, queer people, we can still look at that basic issue of paternalistic patriarchal structures that sometimes don't advance women as well as they should. Thank you very much.
Thank Charles, you. Thanks for your comments. I'd be remiss if I didn't observe, Mayor, that we are under the charter five commissioners and an elected auditor.
Right.
And in fact, we have two women who've been elected and four men. So I just want to correct that.
Thank you. We're a little closer to equity than 4-1, but nevertheless, opportunity for progress. So motion, please, to accept the report.
So moved.
Second.
Further discussion? Roll call, please.
Fish?
Well, Debbie mentioned when she gave her report that she's
employed by the Bureau of Environmental Services, and I could spend all day talking about what a valued team member she is. And I'll just acknowledge that Debbie has helped transform substantially the way we communicate to the public. And she's become probably better known than anyone up here, because whenever we have a capital construction project that she's responsible for, we send out a newsletter that has a cover letter from Debbie in which she gives out her cell phone number and signs it personally. And that's part of the innovation that she's brought to our bureau, so that instead of having a nameless, faceless bureau connect with the public, there's a person who's responsible for managing the process. And she does a great job both as an employee and obviously as a leader in DEEP. And we're very proud of her and everyone else who stepped up to do this worthy work. Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
I had a wonderful time at the Wonder Women Awards. It was just fantastic to hear about all the wonderful women that we have working in the city and their lives and accomplishments. And I will try to make more deep events this next year. And Nick's right, Debbie's fantastic in all sorts of ways. Aye.
Fritz.
Well, it's remarkable to me that most of the employees who are part of this have now left the chamber because their lunch hour is up and they have to get back to work. So I ask my colleagues to look into how we can provide some more work time for these employees, because cohesiveness and furthering solidarity amongst different affinity groups is really part of our work, in my opinion. So I appreciate their diligence, and I appreciate the taxpayers investing a whopping $10,000 per year to support all of the wonderful things that they do. It's quite remarkable, the investment of volunteer time that our city employees do to make sure that everybody feels welcome and informed. I will have to say that I appreciate the reference to Mayor Potter and his establishment of the Diverse Employees, Empowered Employees of Portland, putting it in the Office of Human Relations. It was one of my brilliant decisions to keep it in the Office of Equity and Human Rights, along with various other choices which the council made under Mayor Adams and which Mayor Hales has now supported to recognize and support the Office of Equity and Human Rights and all of the work that we do both internally and externally. It's great that this presentation followed on our proclamation recognizing Mitch Purcell and the Urban League, because we really have, over the past 6.5 years, established a much closer working relationship with communities of color and underrepresented communities, both within the city and in our community. Certainly not done yet, and there's a lot of work to do, but it's partly because we have great city employees who want to make a difference that we are making such progress, and thanks to everyone who's involved. Aye.
Hales?
This has been a warm and one, in some ways, lighthearted presentation this morning, but there's really serious stuff here, which is that if employees feel welcome, they are productive. If they feel isolated or worse, harassed, the employee has a bad deal, but so does the organization that they work for and the people that they serve. So it's a really good and healthy thing that we have DEEP and its affinity groups, and that our employees, all of them, feel supported in who they are and the work they do. So I'm very proud of this work, very pleased to accept their report, and look forward to hearing from them more often. Aye.